The Purple Project Podcast Daily continues. Eddie Greer III here, of course, in Manhattan, Kansas, for this K-State Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all about covering all things K-State sports here in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. As students roll back into town, folks, on this Wednesday, late afternoon, as we're recording this, the 17th of August, 2022, we're a few days away from students officially starting back classes. Students are rolling in like eyes, folks. if you're a townie like myself, it could be a good thing or a bad thing. I'll keep that to myself where that's at as well. But also, what's around the corner? K-State Athletics about to begin officially the 2022-23 campaign, folks, tomorrow night. This podcast, this daily, will go up tomorrow morning. And then I believe we're going to have the press conference an hour before, if I can get that loaded up in time tonight. I should have that loaded an hour before kick with K-State and Northwestern women, K-State women's soccer, getting things going from there. But yes, I want to jump on here real quick here with the Keontae Johnson update, folks. And this has really become, which was really a two universe team fest into a quadruple fest, folks. Last week on episode 113 of the Purple Project Podcast, which now, when this podcast goes up, episode 114 with our special guest will be going up as tonight, as I'm speaking right now. More on that again here shortly. But yes, however, Keontae Johnson, yes, it was between Western Kentucky, which I didn't know about prior to episode 113, in K-State. Now it hit that the team distribution has doubled from 2 to 4. Add Memphis, in Nebraska in the mix. Yes, so Memphis is pretty damn good at basketball, obviously, with the head coach over there, Penny Hardaway, which I followed back in the golden era. So it gives you kind of an idea kind of how old I am there. But yes, Penny Hardaway, the head coach over there, Memphis went deep in the NCAA tournament a year ago in Nebraska. I don't know what you see in that there as well. And that's K-State's opponent. One of K-State's opponents this year in the non-con is Nebraska as well. So this is really getting interesting by the day, ladies and gentlemen, folks. So all thought it was a slam dunk. We're sitting here thinking about, this is slam dunk. Keontae's coming here, which I would love to have him over here. I've been following him. My other college team, the Florida Gators, obviously a tremendous crew over there, put to a halt with the health scare a year and a half ago when he's coming back from that. But again, if healthy, this dude can put it down inside, outside, you name it. Keontae has it, the tools that he brings to whatever team he decides. And 80% of K-State Nation thought we'll get him. Now, that's a 25% chance now. It's a wild card now. Memphis is in the game, and when you see that, you want to come to contend, a team that was going to contend. Okay, K-State, we don't know. Again, despite, you know, Jerome Tang's, you know, they've done, he and his staff have done a great job throughout the summer, months, getting this year's roster together. And looking forward, they already landed the top 10 players for next year's class already. And Dai Ames and I'm getting any RJ guy. I'm sorry, I can't remember his last name at the moment. But yeah, absolutely, this has become quite the quest here now. And it's turning to be what K-State media at least turned into a 75% chance. Now it's all split 25 because you have Nebraska, Memphis. You guys think is, I don't know, they swooping in here late in this thing. In Western Kentucky, I was stunned by that last week, and now I'm even more baffled that Nebraska's in there as well. I just don't know why, but you would think that if I were a betting man in this deal, it's going to come between K-State and Memphis, in my opinion. And the last report from Alex Aiden on episode 113 of the podcast last week, he was torn. And you heard this from multiple reports, multiple podcasts have talked about this already. He was torn between the two, which I was, again, kind of shell-shocked at that as well. So this is guessing game now, and this is anybody's game now. He can be that difference maker. Memphis, I just talked about him, not to kind of leaning on. They're coming off a big run in the NCAA tournament a year ago. So you would think in K-State, if we get him, that could be a possible. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, possible NCAA tournament here this year, but that's a huge step in that direction if you get a player of Keontae Johnson's caliber. So I don't know, K-State Nation. We'll just have to tune in, buckle up, fasten your seatbelts, guys, because this got a lot of interesting folks. So Keontae Johnson now has doubled his interest from 2 from last week to 4. And he said, his tweet account said, he'll have his final decision in the upcoming week. So we will keep our ears to the ground and see what happens here. But yes, the Keontae Johnson sweepstakes is live and in session currently now with Memphis coming in here late. It's between us and Memphis, but who knows? He could pull Western Kentucky. It was originally between us and Western Kentucky. Just saying. So we'll see what happens there. We'll find out for sure, but we will get confirmation once that news breaks. I'll have that for you as well. And of course, I mentioned episode 114, which is going down tonight, uploaded then. And then when this podcast uploads, it will be out. What a treat that was Monday night to have the director of on-campus recruiting, Maddie Gage, on the Purple Project podcast. That was something special right there. She was the first female guest on this podcast. We've had Keithan, Reggie Stubblefield, Keelan Valentine, the former K-State running back, Curtis Kelly, a K-State basketball legend who's now going into his second year as graduate head coach. I don't know what the name of it is. There we have my friend Eli on the show. Yeah, so I'm hoping to possibly pull one more out before K-State football rolls around. We'll see how that goes there. But yes, definitely, that's a must listen right there. So go download it. But first off, make sure you subscribe to Purple Project Podcast. And then, listen, we're going to be playing too. We're going to have Maddie's episode up shortly. And then on Friday, our usual Purple Project Podcast episode weekly, episode 115, which will include a recap of the K-State Women's Soccer opener against Northwestern. And we're going to be talking about the AP Top 25. 3 Big 12 teams is in there as well. And of course, we'll have other K-State news as it drops throughout the week. So make sure you subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast, folks. Definitely, you want more K-State opinions, this is the place to get it right here. Make sure you add this to your collection of K-State podcasts there as well. I gotta roll out, folks. Appreciate y'all again. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. 80 Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the PPPD edition of this podcast.